This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy, howdy, ho! It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free, free, free. Put it on your phone. Take a sitting where you go. Podcast after the program today. It's all up there, so just go get it and enjoy. Welcome to a Wednesday. It's Hump Day. Good morning, Jamie. Well,
hi.
How are you?
Well, you know, Shmadil and I had a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys know that he took 4 years of Spanish in high school?
Really? I had
no idea.
Yeah.
Let's test it out.
3 years. No. I already saw it in action.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's amazing. It was amazing.
Did somebody get in the elevator with you guys something?
Yeah. Wait. Let me tell you.
Well, okay. Okay.
Hold on.
All right, I'm waiting on you.
Let me tell you. All right. So, Shmadil, what, 3 years of Spanish? Was it?
It was 1 year in high school and then 3 years in college.
Nice.
Oh,
so it's advanced.
No kidding.
Yeah. So there's a whole process going on here at the Radio Ranch where one of the floors is being cleared out, and they have a ton of workers, very kind, but some of them can't speak English, right? So, but they're still very nice, and they'll say, like, no English, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so so this is a prime time for him to test out his 4 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they aren't supposed to get on the elevators that go up here, and they started to come on the elevators that we were going to go up in. And Shmadil says, no.
What?
Oh.
You said no.
No, like this.
I don't know Spanish. So it's hard for me to repeat that.
I don't believe it's Spanish. I looked at him, I go, is that your Spanish? And he goes, yeah, it took 4 years.
Do your version of it.
No.
Wow. That sounds more like Italian mafia.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound Spanish.
No.
Why the no? They're not supposed to use the elevator?
Right.
No, not that
one.
Yeah, they have to use the service elevator.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it gets all torn up.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't in our meeting.
Oh, he wasn't in the meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You weren't in the meeting.
Well, there are people that ride up with me every day. Yeah.
On Friday, they told us we're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So well, remember, use your Spanish.
No.
I got to practice. Oh, yeah. They rode up with me this morning.
Yeah, well, they're not supposed to.
No. They rode all the way up to the 11th.
No.
Oh, man. I didn't realize I was breaking protocol around
you are.
Here.
Yeah.
Be in big trouble.
Yeah, because I got in trouble too. Because I'm not supposed to let anybody in the building unless they have their own card.
What today?
And I said to our boss, I go, "There's 8 dudes standing there, and I'm not going to let them in."
Yeah, you're just going to walk in, and then close it behind him.
He said, "I don't care. There's been stranger danger here, and you cannot let them in." I go, "They are 8 huge dudes. I'm going to let them in."
And not only that, they're the same people.
Yeah,
every day it's the same people. The same dude comes up with me every day.
Yeah, well. I just got new news for you. No,
no, no, no, no, no. No, no.
I'm sorry. It was the funniest thing. I know you had to be there, but it really made me laugh. 4 years of Spanish.
Four years, man.
It really paid off.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah. Yeah, saved your job with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jamie's.
Yep. So we're fine now. Yeah. Oh, God, what a day.
Right, did you get snow yesterday?
I did.
Yeah.
I had to, yeah. Oh, my God.
We hardly got anything in my house.
That's why I have these boots on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I brought different shoes, but I wore these because I was like, I'm not going to ruin the good shoes.
You're ready for anything.
I'm ready for anything.
Well, I noticed when I left the house this morning that there was no, I mean, everything was dry. The sidewalks, streets, everything. I get over here and everything's soaking wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had
so
snow.
So we didn't get hardly anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I
guess it's off and on all week long.
I know. And then now they... freaking Fox 31 said what you guys said, like, is the game going to be played on Friday? We'll see.
Well, here's the report this morning.
Okay.
Opening day is Friday. Coors Field, Rockies back, first game of the season. And they're saying the game will start dry. But after the first couple of innings, snow moves in.
Oh, I'll be done by then anyway.
So, there you go. I think a lot of people will.
Yeah, right?
You know?
It's kind of perfect.
So, but at least, here's the deal. At least the game will get started.
Yeah, that's
so
all we
care
about.
That's all that you care about.
We want the flyover. Yeah. We want the pageantry.
Right.
And then we're out of here and back to the bars.
Yeah, we don't want the snow to start at 11 o'clock and it being canceled and everybody downtown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want at least the first pick
so
out there.
That's pretty good. So. I like that forecast.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She's saying that the game will get started. But you're going to have snow during the game. So dress appropriately.
Okay, got it.
Opening day coming up on Friday. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We have the free tickets to give away. We're going to do that at 7:20, 7:30, somewhere along there. Stand by for your chance to win. Just getting started. It's a Wednesday here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
The fray. 7:20.
I want to hear some enthusiasm. The fray.
The fray. Well, it's hard for me to get enthusiastic.
I know. I'm going
through a transition period right now. You know that, right?
Yes.
Right, first, let me mention this. A lot of people waking up shocked this morning that Val Kilmer died.
Yeah.
65 years old, passed away yesterday. We'll get into that with Tabloid Trash coming up just a little bit later. But I was a little shocked by that.
Completely shocked.
Really? I wasn't because I saw the documentary, I think during COVID. I watched it, and it was pretty bad.
I guess I was shocked to hear it this morning, but I'm not shocked that he's passed away, period, because the guy's gone through a lot. And the last time I saw pictures of him, he looked so damn frail.
Yeah.
He was really in bad shape. All right, we'll get to that a little bit later on.
Also, just let me add, if you hear this, I don't know if you guys can hear it. Hold on. Yeah, well, the fire alarm's going on.
Yeah.
So,
I don't get it.
I mean,
here's the thing with the fire alarm here. We don't know when it's real.
I don't know if it's a drill or not, or if actually someone did something.
I feel like we're toast.
I know.
We're toast.
We didn't get a memo that they'd be testing it or anything, so I don't know what's going on.
I mean, are we supposed to, I mean, Jimmy and I are talking off air, like, are we supposed to just walk away right now?
I don't know.
The alarms are going off. We don't know if there are fire vehicles on the other side of the building.
Exactly.
We have no idea.
It's really weird.
It is bizarre.
And it's a little unsettling, I'm not going to lie.
I agree with you.
I just don't like that sound and the flashing strobes and everything.
We're on the 11th floor.
I know.
If there's a fire, I mean, it's probably below us.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize this, but it all moves up.
Yeah.
And we're stuck up here.
Yeah, so it's just stuck.
It's really weird.
It makes me uncomfortable. But anyway, go ahead.
I feel that's a lawsuit of some type.
Well, stress for sure.
Yeah.
And pain and suffering.
I'm suffering.
I know.
Man, speaking of suffering.
Oh, God.
Let's go through
BJ.
That was
don't
a good seg.
Say it like that.
I have to seg. It's called radio.
Okay. All right, fine.
So maybe I meant it. Maybe I did.
Right.
Okay.
You'll never know.
Speaking of suffering.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday was day one. Let me explain. My wife is now working out of the house. Yesterday was day one. When she was outside of the house, my days were filled with joy. And peace. Okay?
Yeah, she's staying
because
at home now.
It was just me and the dogs and Grandpa Gus in the basement.
Yeah.
Okay? And he never comes up the stairs. He can't make it. All right. So it's very peaceful. Very peaceful.
Not good.
Well, he'll be all right.
Okay.
He'll be all right. I check on him every day or two. All right, listen. So yesterday was day one. She's at home. Here's the routine, okay?
Okay.
I leave here. I go straight home. I get home, feed the dogs. First thing I do. I do that every day. So everything looks good now. I sit down. Within 20 minutes, she comes out of her office.
Oh,
and,
God. Really?
Can you run over to Snarf's and pick up a sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
You're built in Grubhub.
Yeah, you are.
I'm like, woo. I'm like, what? What?
No, you went like this. Okay, sure.
No, first I did. First I said, well, what'd you say now? Because it's out of the norm, okay, for me.
Well, yeah, because she's never there.
Right. So she goes, can you go to Snarf's? I said, well, don't they deliver? I did. I came back. That was my comeback, all right? Don't they deliver? She said, yeah, but it's cheaper if you pick it up.
Right.
She's correct.
And okay. What were you doing? You weren't doing anything. That would kind of tick me off if you said, don't they deliver? Like, get your fat ass up and get me a Snarf.
So I go to Snarf's. I get the vehicle and I go over to Snarf's. And I get over there and the line's long and I have to wait a little bit. All right. So anyway, I come back home. I get back home and I'm going to take a nap, Jamie.
Right.
I decided I'm going to take a nap. No. I got to make sure that some of the stuff is cleaned up on the patio because it's supposed to snow yesterday, right?
Wait, but haven't you guys had that stuff out there the whole time when it snowed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why yesterday? We're in April.
Right?
It snowed in January.
Yeah.
And that stuff was there. So I got to go out and pick up the patio now, right? Just because we don't want it to get snowed on, which it's been snowed on all winter, right? And then 2:30 comes around in the afternoon, and it's like, you have to go pick up Frog. I said, what? You got to go pick up Frog.
So have you had a nap at this point?
No.
No.
No, nap. Nothing.
No.
They have mother and son pottery at 4.
Oh. Well,
so I have to hurry.
But that's a nice break for you.
Yeah.
That'll be nap time.
Yeah. But, well, 4's too late for a nap.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because I go to bed.
There's rules.
Well, yeah, you don't want to take a nap, 2 hours before you go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm disheveled. Very disheveled today.
And did you guys have Snarf's together?
No, I didn't get a Snarf.
Oh, you didn't get?
No. I don't really care for Snarf.
Oh, so you had lunch separately on your first day?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You don't know?
No, I mean, she had her Snarf sandwich. She's in her office.
Oh, you didn't eat at the table together?
No. I just picked up a sandwich,
okay.
Took it to her office, dropped it on the desk, and left.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought. She didn't interrupt you a lot.
What every loving couple does.
I mean, but there was only one interruption.
Well, two.
Two?
Two. Snarf's and the kid.
Yeah, so that wasn't bad. Two. Wait till today.
Wasn't bad when you're used to none. Two's a lot.
And no nap.
Two's a lot with no nap.
Yeah.
Man, it's changed. It is changed.
How do you feel like it's going to go?
I don't know.
I feel like it's going to amp up.
I do
Every
too.
Day is just going to get busier
too.
And busier.
I think she's going to have lists.
Yeah. I don't know what's to come. I just know I don't like it.
So, is the TV within earshot for her?
Yeah, I got to turn it down.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even turn it down. I have to wear headphones.
Yeah.
We have those TV headphones that you just plug in.
Oh, you plug in? You don't pair it?
Yeah, it pairs, but it plugs into charge. The charger does.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, but you plug it into the TV and it pairs on its own.
Where does it plug into the TV? That's funny.
The base where you charge it plugs into an auxiliary on the TV.
Wow, that's
And then you just put on the headphones and you get the audio from the TV.
Yeah.
So I got to wear those during the day, too. Yeah.
I can see
They're
BJ
a little uncomfortable.
With the old-fashioned kind plugged into the TV with one ear in.
The size of these. Big clunkers.
Well, you can pair your Apples. You can pair all those.
Oh, yeah.
With Bluetooth.
You can do that. Yeah. I could use my other, Sonys. Not Sonys, but the Apples.
Yeah, all of them.
All that stuff. Yeah. I just haven't gotten around to it because I'm so out of, out of my space now. So it's going to take me a while to figure out how to perfect this.
Plus, that'll be great because then you won't be able to hear her when she's bitching at you.
Yeah, that is an upside.
Yeah.
That is an upside. I wish I'd had him on when the Snarf's came up.
Oh, God. This is not good. You're going to be a grumpy man. Grumpy man. I mean, I just don't see how that... Because I can just see you getting on her nerves and her getting on your nerves.
Yeah.
Because you guys are going to be around each other all day and all night.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. You and I mentioned yesterday that I don't think I could work out of the house because I would get so bored. I think I already kind of picked up on that yesterday with her.
Oh, you did?
I did, because she took a lot of breaks of getting up to stretch and move around. And that's day one.
Yeah.
That's day one. I got a feeling you get about 6 months into this thing that you're gonna kind of want to be around other people.
Yeah.
That's the part that I would miss.
I would miss that. I'd miss Valentine's Day, not getting my roses in front of all my friends.
Yeah.
I'm miss all my friends.
Yeah, well, she's in the room right here. I'm not getting any stinking roses.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's no showcasing at that point.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, there's a waste.
All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. And Val Kilmer, dead at 65. It's next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, as BJ mentioned, Val Kilmer, star of Tombstone, Top Gun, The Doors, he passed away. Can you turn that down? At 65 years old. Val Kilmer, who played Bruce Wayne in Batman Forever, channeled Jim Morrison in Oliver Stone's The Doors and starred as Doc Hollywood in Tombstone. But see, they named those three first. But I remember him as, was it Ice on Top Gun? Was that his name?
Yeah. Iceman.
Yeah, because he was so damn sexy in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, and he and Tom Cruise together.
He was good.
He was good.
Great actor.
And he had like a toothpick or either gum or something in the locker room at Top Gun. He's like, yeah.
I watched that Doc Holliday scene this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
He passed away from pneumonia. He had battled throat cancer for several years. He was 65. It was really sad. I watched the documentary during the pandemic, and it's sad because, I mean, he goes to some of these fan things, whatever those, you know, Comic-Con or whatever those, he goes to some of those sometimes, and they watch all his old stuff, and he's in a wheelchair, and he can't talk, and it's just really sad.
Now, I didn't see that, but they say that in his life, he was an extreme perfectionist.
Right, he was.
Is that the way it came across?
Yeah,
he
had, like, ADHD about it.
Oh, they say that the guy, I mean, when he was on a set, everybody had to be perfect, man. That he was very demanding. Not being an a-hole, it was just that was his nature. Everything had to be perfect.
Right, and he beat himself up a lot, like when he wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
But he was, they said that he was super lonely the last 20 years of his life, despite the fact that he was a huge playboy. He dated all these, like, what was it, Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Cher said that he was the only person that ever broke up with her. He also, I forgot, there was a...
Cindy Crawford,
there was a buttload of them, Daryl Hannah, he said he married just one girl. Her name was Joanne Wally, I guess. And he said, I've found that women are infinitely more interesting than men. We're big oafs, we're big elephants, and they are butterflies. He says that... you know, he loved women, and they loved him back. If you know what I mean. But he said he hadn't had a girlfriend in the last 20 years of his life and felt very lonely every single day.
I know the last pictures I saw of him, that he looked really weak, frail. And so when you're in that condition, pneumonia, it's a killer.
Yeah, so that's just sad.
It is sad.
Here's a couple of scenes. You were talking about Doc Holliday. Is that the one you just watched?
Doc Holliday. It's one of my favorites.
All right, it's on number two.
Number two.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holliday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And he shot him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, shot Johnny Ringo.
Hello?
Blew him away. What? That was years ago, Jamie. I'm not a spoiler.
Spoiler alert, everyone.
He shot Johnny Ringo, folks.
Maybe a lot of people are going to go and find his old movies today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, Johnny Ringo, he showed up. And let me explain the scene.
Oh, sure.
He showed up thinking that Wyatt Earp was going to be there because he felt like he could beat him in a gunfight. But he was in fear of Doc Holliday. which is Val Kilmer, by the way. So Doc shows up instead and shoots him.
I think I've been to the mailbox at Wyatt Earp. Would that be right?
What? You've been to his mailbox?
No, I feel like there's a...
Back up.
I feel like by Lake Havasu, there's a little town called Wyatt Earp.
And that's a mailbox?
And they have a... It's got a mailbox? I think... I don't know.
It's close enough.
Is there a town called Wyatt Earp? Anybody? Anybody know? Anybody? It's like out in Arizona, California, something. What do you got there, Spadell? Spadell's got something.
There's a town of Earp in California. It's in San Bernardino.
It's called Earp?
Yeah. It was named after the legendary lawman, Wyatt Earp.
And it's actually Wyatt Earp is the post office. It says Wyatt Earp.
And it's bordering Arizona.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
I remember seeing a post office that says Wyatt Earp. Not even kidding.
She's right.
Yeah.
And it says Wyatt Earp, San Bernardino, California.
This is not about Wyatt Earp. This is about Doc Holliday.
I know, but
that was Val Kilmer.
But isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That I've been to the mailbox there, post office. Yeah. I sure have. All right, anyway. Here's another scene from Val Kilmer, again, passed away at age 65. It's from Top Gun.
You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazansky?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Nice. Man, I am dangerous.
You know, he just had a look. He was Hollywood.
Yeah, he was chiseled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His he just face had that look.
Chiseled. You know, until the end, obviously. He, less than 2 months before his death, Kilmer published what would be his final social media post on February 23rd, which was not too long ago. He uploaded a haunting footage of himself hanging out in a padded room with artist, musician David Cho, which was originally filmed and posted by Cho in 2021. But just this last February, he reposted it. Here it is.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Yes, I have an answer for us. It's been a while.
Oh, you look great.
He put on the Batman suit.
Oh, he did?
Or just the head.
I didn't see the post.
Yeah, so.
It's sad.
It is sad.
Sad story
it's
this morning.
Sad. Morgan Wallen. Man, this thing went all over. I feel like I've been in a big circle about this whole thing. So yesterday it was said by his people, listen, Morgan didn't even know. He just walked off. Everything's good. There were no problems at all. Everything's fine. He did what he did. There was no ill will. But then today, I guess Page Six comes out with a whole thing saying he refused to do a skit and there was a lot of tension on the set.
And it was a skit specifically written for him.
Yeah.
And he turned it down.
Exactly. So instead, Joe Jonas in the final hour appeared in the last minute in the musical sketch. Yeah. And so they said he refused to be part of it. They said he was hard to work with. He didn't want to be there, and that's why he left.
You know, and from the very beginning, I and our boss, when he came here the other day, we both were on the side of that it was just, he just exited. He didn't realize what he was doing. There's no harm, no animosity or whatever. It appears there was.
Exactly.
It appears that Morgan Wallen did not like those people, and they didn't like him.
They said that Wallen, quote, unquote, was not super friendly on set.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah. And they really had hoped that he was going to do some pre-taping, and man, you know, but they didn't do anything.
I'll bet he's a real jerk when he's drunk.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, we know that he is.
You know? Yeah. We know about the chair. Okay.
Well, we also know about the porch.
What porch?
Yeah.
The racial comments he made on the porch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do know that.
Yeah, that was bad.
Well, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
How'd I forget that?
I can't believe he was forgiven, to be honest with you.
Neither can I.
Yeah, just all went away.
I mean, that is just horrible, said.
I don't think he's a good person.
Yeah, he might not be.
Yeah, he doesn't belong in God's country.
Wasn't he on American Idol? Was it him?
It was The Voice.
Oh, The Voice?
I believe it was The Voice.
Yeah. I didn't know this. Who's the guy that, please... Stay.
Benson Boone.
Yeah, he was on one of those shows, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Do you know there's a mailbox in wider country?
I've been there. I'm glad you asked about it. You know, you could have your mail stamped with the word wider right on it.
I had pictured, when you said that, I had pictured, like, just a mailbox.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With wider on it.
Post office.
And I'm like, where did you see a mailbox with wider on it?
The post office. Yeah. Out there in the desert in the middle of nowhere, right by Lake Havasu. I tell you, right there. And I took a picture in front of it. What am I going to do with that picture? I have no idea. That's just me.
I need for the mailbox to write
Wider.
Okay, sorry. I'm done. Hey, how's it going at home?
We'll take a break. We have freight tickets coming up. 7:20
Nice.
If you want to win. It's up to you.
BJ and Jamie.
There you go. That's the fray. That's the fray. Tickets coming up at 7:20 Stand by for your chance to win. I see they're putting down the purple stripe today.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, Blake Street. They put it down for opening day. Opening day. Let's just give you the scoop on that real quick here because a lot of people have tickets. That place sells out. It's completely packed on opening day. If you're headed down to Coors Field, here's what they're saying officially. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Going to be cool. Dress appropriately. As far as snow, probably by the third or fourth inning, it's going to probably start snowing, okay? Just depend on that.
Also, just a reminder, our sister station is going to be at Four Play Kitchen and Cocktails, and so that's at 22nd and Blake. And you might see a couple of myself and my friends wandering around there as well.
Hanging out, man.
Yep.
Then you're going to the game, right?
Right, yep.
If the party starts at 11, I think the game is just after 1 o'clock, something like that, and then... who knows, a few minutes later, you might be right back again. At the bar.
Well, and we're staying downtown.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're spending the night there.
Nice.
Yeah.
You already got a place?
I do.
Now, are they packed down there for the ball game?
The Thompson?
Do a lot of people do that?
Or something like that. What?
Do a lot of people do that? Do they go down there and stay?
I have no idea.
I wonder if the hotels get packed.
I'm sure they do. Yeah, even people that are following the team, right? Because there's a lot of people
coming in for opening day out of town.
If I wish the weather were a little bit better, though.
Yeah,
you know,
I think last year was
day.
Perfect,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Sometimes we get that perfect afternoon for the ball game, but it looks like it's going to be a little dicey.
Can I bring up something? I did not know that our governor was funny, and he is. He's very funny, unless it's not him. Did you see his portrait that he hung?
Hilarious.
It is so funny.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
It is so it's South Park. I don't know who did that, but it is hilarious. I'm like, when did Polis get funny?
And it looks exactly like
it
him.
It does look like. If he was, maybe Schmidl knows. Schmidl, have they ever written him into an episode?
I don't think they have, no.
Because, I mean, it looks like a true character from South Park. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looks like they ripped it directly out of the show's, like, computer.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was pretty funny. I was like, that's a great portrait to have in there. He's funny. He has tennis shoes in his portrait. Yeah. My God, that guy.
Brings out the humor, man.
It really
Bring
does.
Out the humor really on April Fool's Day. Yep. Did anybody try to pull anything on you yesterday?
No.
Nothing?
Nope.
No.
No. What about you?
No, I thought about it. I put in my phone. I second-guessed it, though. Here's what I did. I went on my phone, and I put my three kids, okay, to receive a text. And I was going to text them and say, hey, sorry to spring on this on you now, but I'm no longer going to be in Denver. I'm moving to Hawaii.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And then it felt dumb. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
When you think something's funny and you think something, they're like, oh, this will get him. This will get him. And I had one of those moments yesterday where I went as far as typing it and then I just deleted
then you're
everything.
Like, it's not very
funny. I'm like, hey, nobody's going to buy it. They know Dad better than that. I don't just pick up on a whim and go to Hawaii, right? Or at least you should think that.
Yeah.
And then it just started sounding dumb.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, you know, you and I talk about all the time that we just don't participate in April Fool's.
Well, does that make us grumpy?
No, I don't think it does.
Does it make us just, not fun? Maybe we're not fun.
Well, here's the thing. You and I do it 364 days a year.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you come
up. Well, and I tried, but you ruined it.
I'm just saying.
No, I tried.
I know you did. I know you did. I feel bad about that.
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt back together again.
Right.
And then BJ goes, April Fool.
Well, I didn't know it was an April Fool's. And then I realized it and I said it out loud.
Yeah, you sure did.
And
sure
I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, it was too late it's just, now.
That was my reaction. So it didn't work. But yes, I thought about it yesterday. Then I thought, man, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Don't
what about you, Carson?
No, nothing happened. Uneventful.
God, we're not fun, you guys.
Our friends aren't fun either. They didn't try anything on us.
I know, but remember, Dan called it his Super Bowl yesterday.
That's right. That's right.
I didn't even see anything from him either, by the way, that as far as April Fool's stuff.
Anything wacky?
He didn't post anything.
No.
Yeah. Dan's a coworker here. Okay. Yeah. Dan, and he's big into yanking a chain.
Is that how we say it? Yanking. Hey,
yanking
Schmidl, I know that we're having a big party today and stuff,
yeah.
And I noticed that everybody has like decorated their offices and like they're putting out their awards, making it all pretty. We have 4 trophies from the parade. Where should we put them?
Up on the 2 windows right there?
No.
No? right, just front center so that you see them right when you open that door.
I think that they should be like right in the middle of the elevator. Like right, yeah. Like we should put a pedestal in the middle. And so
yeah.
When they get off the elevator, they'll be like, oh, you guys are winners.
A special stand right there.
Let me explain first of all, okay? Belco
yeah.
has bought the rights to our studio. Literally, wrote a check. They bought the rights. We are now broadcasting from the Belco studios.
Correct.
Today is the official ribbon cutting for Belco. Their people, their high-ups, are coming here to the radio station to see the studio that they sponsor, okay?
Right.
And so we're rolling out the red carpet here in the hallways today. Everybody's supposed to be here for the ribbon cutting. We got food.
BJ has a tie on.
I got a tie on. I'm expecting, I don't want like hors d'oeuvres, things like that. I want fried chicken, man. I want us to go all out for Belco,
right.
And I think they're going to today.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on around here today.
Yeah,
but
everybody is displaying their hardware, you know, all their, yeah. their goods. And we yeah. have 4 gigantic trophies, and I'm just like, well, what do we do with those? We got to put them somewhere neat.
And our trophies have the Belco name on them.
They
because
do,
Belco is the huge sponsor of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and those trophies are from winning the media portion of the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
It really all goes together.
Yeah.
It's
so,
crazy.
I mean, it all ties in. It's Belco, Belco, Belco today. And,
yeah.
and we got to figure out how to let them know that BJ and Jamie's what you bought. Not just the studio, but you got
yeah.
the best show in town, man. Yeah, we got to flex a little bit
yeah,
just
do.
To show off,
yeah.
not only to Belco, but to everybody else in the building, too.
I feel like even Schmidl took a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Did you shower today?
I showered this morning. I put hair gel in.
Nice!
Yeah, dude, I went all out. Yeah, brushed my teeth.
Hair gel?
Yeah.
Really?
You guys, speaking of brushing your teeth, I bought that stuff. It's like powder that you put on your toothbrush.
I've never tried it.
Yeah, it's called, I forgot what it's called. But anyway, you shake it. It's a little shaky stuff that you put on top of your toothpaste.
Yeah.
It's supposed to make your teeth white.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I looked on it on Yucca, and
yeah.
it said it's perfectly safe.
Now, is it supposed to make your teeth white instantly?
No.
Or over a period of time?
Over a period of time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
Because
yeah.
they have that paint that you can paint, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
But I think some of that stuff is dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I like that Yucca. I like that Yucca app because even weird stuff like that, you can, you know, look at it, and Yucca said it was perfectly fine. I bought it off the internet.
All right, well, we'll
I know you
works.
Find that shocking,
yeah.
but I bought it off the internet.
Well, that's the way it works sometimes, right? All right, TikTok, the ban on TikTok is Saturday. It's got to be sold.
Again?
In the next 2
yeah.
days.
Again?
Well, no, I'm just saying that is the ban.
No, but I mean, again?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. If
remember when they shut it down for a day and everybody he was crying?
It was like 12 hours.
Well,
yeah.
They're saying that this is it.
I don't think this thing is sold. I'm not buying it.
I don't either.
Really?
Yeah, because they did this once before, and Carson's so sad because he didn't have the TikTok. Yeah.
And now, I think it's going away.
No, I do, too.
No, it's
they
not
said
going
that last
away.
Time.
I do, too.
Yeah. There's so
it
much,
did go away.
There's so much money in TikTok, and there's so many people that depend on TikTok. There's no way.
Here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to announce it being sold by Friday.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. That's
they
yeah.
have a
I don't
deal.
Think, I don't think it's not going to be sold.
They have a deal in the works, and they're going to announce it by Friday.
For sure.
It's
but
supposed
it's not
to go away.
Go away.
If it yeah. doesn't happen, it's supposed to be shut down on Saturday.
Well, why was it shut down last time? Because they also put that deadline on it? Was that
yeah,
like,
it was yeah. a deadline, and then President Trump came back and extended the deal.
Right, yeah.
yeah.
So we keep hearing that, but they keep pushing it.
Well, I'm just saying it's in the news. They're saying that if it's not sold by Saturday, it will go down over the weekend for you. Uh-huh. Right?
And I haven't seen any reports about a company coming forward buying it.
Oh, don't worry. It's coming.
Well, I mean, we would have already heard about it by now, I think. Or at least like some potential suitors.
I'm not fighting about any of this.
We're not fighting. We're just discussing.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm yeah. like, I don't even have.
Yeah.
All I know is that this is devastating to Carson if it goes down again.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not buying into the hype. There's too much money. TikTok's too valuable. It'll be fine.
You didn't think it'd go down last time.
No,
and
it was,
did.
I was 12 hours.
Yeah.
It was the end of my life. But
yeah.
guess what? It was only 12 hours.
Yeah.
I think we'll be all right.
All right. Well, that's the headlines this morning. That TikTok could go down on Saturday, be out for the weekend. Who knows? Could be sold. Nobody knows for sure. The freight tickets are coming up. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by for it. Got a little bit of snow in the forecast over the next couple of days. In fact, into the weekend, too.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I think people will care, though. It doesn't. If you side with one side or the other, everybody cares. BJ and I were just having a discussion.
Yeah, all fair. All right, let me point this out for you. In the news this morning, they just did a story on Fox 31, by the way, that Wi-Fi jamming robbers that have been around town, they've been caught.
Let me guess. Doug Coe got them.
I think Arapaho.
Oh, God.
Denver.
Well, everybody.
And I think Douglas County was a part of it because part of this was in Highlands Ranch,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, that's where a lot of the houses were broken into.
Some people have been jamming Wi-Fis to disconnect and shut down, you know, your cameras and all these things around the house so they can rob you, okay?
Right.
This has been going on for a while. It hit Highlands Ranch.
Remember,
Aurora.
It was the open spaces. It was all those open spaces, and they were like stalking them, and they didn't know that they were being watched.
And they had video, but they didn't know who these people were. Well, they got busted yesterday. It turned out it was a Colombian gang.
Oh.
Yeah, that got caught. Four people here in Colorado, here in town, were involved, along with one person up in Ohio. That
Where
was a part of the,
that one
they made
from?
The connection
That's
somehow
crazy.
With the phones or whatever, Jamie. They made the connection. Here's the story.
Led by Aurora Police, but also involved other agencies like Arapahoe and Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Now, last week, the agencies went to the homes to serve two search warrants.
Douglas County was in there.
Oh,
do you hear that?
Yeah, good,
you hear
good,
that
good,
right
good.
There? Let me replay that for you just a
minute. Because
you're very proud of that.
Well, I am.
I know you are.
I live in Douglas County.
I know.
I feel like our county is that place where everybody's like, better not go there and cause any trouble.
Oh, they'll bust you.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, go ahead. Sorry.
Led by Aurora Police, but also involved other agencies like Arapahoe and Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Now, last week, the agencies went to the homes to serve two search warrants and four arrest warrants. This led to the lockup of four Colombian nationals. A fifth was arrested in Ohio. Now, here's some of the evidence collected. The five suspects are accused of breaking into at least 21 homes in Aurora, stealing cash, jewelry, clothing, handbags, sunglasses, and even some weapons as well. Investigators, they seized those weapons and the tracking devices and the Wi-Fi jammers that were used to bypass people's alarm systems.
They had trail cameras. They had cameras put into rocks. They were physically watching people driving around on foot. They were putting trackers on vehicles, using technology, any way that you can imagine they were using for their surveillance to plan these burglaries.
Think about that. They had placed cameras in rocks in your front yard to watch your house.
Yeah, to see when you're coming and going.
That's scary.
And then they would throw a tracker on your vehicle to see where you're at so they can break into your house.
It was interesting because I saw the layout of everything they stole. They really liked sunglasses. I mean, they showed cash. They showed a Louis Vuitton bag and all this other stuff. But man, they really, really liked sunglasses. Sunglasses was your pull?
All right, well, they're in the pokey this morning.
That's
Douglas
good.
County, man.
Douglas
they don't
County.
Mess around, do
what?
They, Jamie White?
Douglas County.
Now, I know that Denver helped and Arapahoe helped, but Douglas County probably led the charge.
You know what I feel like?
What?
If anybody ever pulls me over from Arapahoe or Denver, whatever, they'd be like, yeah, you always talk about Douglas County. We're going to give you a ticket.
Automatic.
Can you imagine, though, that you go out in your front yard and you're doing a little, you know, a little maintenance there, maybe at the flower bed, and you find a camera and you have no idea where it came from?
Go ahead.
You would freak out.
Didn't you tell me somebody was living in a house and we talked about it. The girl was, she said somebody was under her bed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then there was really somebody under
her
bed.
And there was a
bed.
Man under her bed.
She was babysitting. She was babysitting for some friends. And the toddler kept saying that there's a boogeyman.
Yeah.
There's a monster under the bed. That's what it was. A monster under the bed. No. Okay. I'll check so you can go to sleep.
Can you imagine looking under there?
She looks under the bed and there's a dude under there.
Absolutely terrifying.
I think about that. I don't know why that story affects me, but I think about that all the time because if I hear something or whatever, you know, I walk around like a lunatic with a loaded gun.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what if I do open this door and there's a guy here? I mean,
seriously, what would you do?
I'd pass out probably
<I know. laughs>
from fright. I'd be like, oh. I'd be worthless.
Right?
I think of that too. Yeah. I think, you know, that we're up in the bedroom, me, Frog, Lisa, and I've got guns, and I've got, but if somebody, if I actually heard somebody, I don't know what I'd do.
Because it's game on.
I don't know what I, yeah, but I don't know what I would do. I feel like I'd fold in front of my family.
Well, I have all those cameras, you know, that you can with night vision. Yeah. And last night I was just watching it. I don't know. I want to see like a mountain lion, you know, and I want to see if the bears are waking up. So I'm watching the field cam that I have set up, and it's on Wi-Fi. And I'm like, what if a guy just shows up in the middle of that camera? Like, what will I do?
Will I
go outside and shoot him? Well, that's probably not a good idea.
Fortunately for you, all you've captured so far is a raccoon pooping.
Well, no, he has a name. Doogie at my Hauser. Doogie.
BJ and Jamie.
We're not a sports station, but I want to mention something just quickly here. Last night, the Denver Nuggets played, right? Joker scored 61 points.
Dang.
And we lost.
Yeah. And we lost?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to be mad at his teammates.
I'd be so upset with, like, guys, you got to help me out here.
I mean, I got 61 points.
I can't do it all. Although I tried to do it all, I can't do it all.
Oh, that sucks.
61 points in one game.
Okay, let me ask you this. Speaking of basketball, and again, we're not a sports station. All right, so let's say that you got called down at halftime, right? And it's one of those like special things where, all right, BJ Harris is going to try to make a free throw.
Oh yeah, for $25,000,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly, okay. Right? Okay. But this time they're like, okay, but you have to make a layup and let's see if you can do it, right?
I could do it.
Oh, I know, because you know.
I'm an athlete.
Do you know where you hit?
I hit the ball.
On the board?
Yeah, in the square.
No, right at the two corners. Right at the two corners right here. It goes in every time.
Yeah.
Right here at the two corners. You hit that son of a bitch right there. It goes
Jamie,
in every time.
I know how to do
I'm just
a layup.
And just telling
I don't
you,
need.
I'm the free throw queen too. Remember?
Okay.
Remember I got
okay.
a trophy?
So we both can do it. But I know how to do a layup.
Okay. So then you slip and fall down.
What?
So let's say you slip and fall down.
Well, it's not beyond me.
So what do you do now?
I'm weak in the knees.
And they have to
days.
Come and get you on a stretcher, and they take you away, and like you've pulled all kinds of. Do you sue? It's a real story. It actually happened.
Do you sue?
Yeah, because it says a Hawks fan was injured while taking part in a contest during a timeout during Atlanta's 127. Their loss to the Trailblazers. He went for a layup when he slipped and fell. He was then taken by ambulance away and. He was placed on a stretcher, blah, blah, blah. There's no immediate update. Now, as that fan, do you just let it go? Or now you have a torn, you know, whatever.
Torn ACL, basically.
And it's a professional NBA team.
Sue the hell out of them.
I was thinking you would say that. Yeah.
Soft tissue damage.
Right?
Yep. That's me. Yep. There you go.
But I'm wondering
I'd get my $25,000 one way or the other.
But so I wonder if he had to sign a consent or something.
Probably. Yeah. A waiver?
A waiver,
I would think.
Yeah, but probably. Maybe, you know, sometimes they forget. Because I always wonder that, like, when they shoot the T-shirts at you, I kind of want to stand in front of one and, like, act like I got knocked out.
Yeah, because there's no consent with that. They're just shooting it into the stands.
Yeah, they're just shooting it. It's like, oh, my God.
This show, man. Any way to make money and sue people. We're all for it around here.
Easy money, man. Easy money.
So that actually happened
game? Yep, it sure did. And there's no update on that kid.
Man.
I know. Yep.
You're out there thinking you're going to win some big cash. Well, maybe you still will.
Who knows?
But it's going to be in court instead, right?
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I have lots of shout outs I would like to do first. You know, just take a little moment. First of all, John at Highlands Ranch Imports. Love him. Love, love, love. Taking my car today. He said to say hi to you, BJ.
Hello, John.
What are you doing over there?
I'm looking at something here in the computer. I got to swap something around.
Oh, you got to swap something out?
Yeah.
The other thing, I want to thank Lindsay at Facial Aesthetics in Cherry Creek. She is amazing. I know. I don't know what it is. I am like the biggest baby when it comes to getting 800 needles put in my face. I know that sounds shocking, but I am. So I want to first apologize to Lindsay for being a little dramatic. And she did a great job. Look at this. Look at how great.
Smooth, man.
Right?
Look at that.
Look at that.
Looks good.
She even put needles in my neck.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking neck.
Isn't it great? I don't know. I'm snatched, they said.
Yeah, you are snatched.
I am snatched.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I do look snatched.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's Lindsay at Facial Aesthetics, and you can get more information at facialaestheticsinc.com. Again, it's facialaestheticsinc.com. She also works at Monument as well. All right. Kanye is causing all kinds of problems again. He went on record and said he never wanted to have children with Kim Kardashian. Ever.
No kidding.
Who says that?
Wait a minute. He said what now? He said he never wanted to?
Yep.
Well, then why did he? Didn't he have two or three?
He had four.
Four?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know after the first one what caused it?
He said he knew the first 2 months that he was with her, he didn't want to have children with her at all. And he said, but it wasn't God's plan. Oh. Whatever. But people are really mad at him because they know that North, for example, is old enough to see this. And for you to say that you never wanted to have children, it goes against the kids.
It's just messed up.
I know he was trying to take a jab at Kim, but he was really taking a jab at his
children. And it's a lie.
I know. It's,
I mean, he's lying through his teeth.
Well, he's just trying to get to her.
Yeah, he's just coming up with crap to say to start trouble.
But they're saying that, you know, I mean, this is really bad for him because, you know, he's complaining that he wants custody of his kids and see him more often. But you say things like that and people know it's verbal abuse to your children. And they're saying that if Kim goes to court, she's going to win. She hasn't done it yet. But
those kids from both sides, from the Kardashians and Kanye, more so from Kanye, but even from the Kardashian side, they're going to be so jacked up in life.
Yeah, I think she tries to keep it as normal as possible, but the problem is when you have a gigantic blow up of your butt in New York City and Times Square, that'll change a kid.
Yeah. Well,
and there's so much... There's so much in Kim's past that's going to pop up. It's not going away. It's the internet, you know? And these kids are going to see it. They're going to be jacked up forever.
Morgan Wallen, they say he was replaced at the last minute during a sketch that he refused to do. So this thing is coming full circle. The fact that his people said, no, there was no problems, everything was fine. Now Page Six is saying that's not true at all. He didn't want to do a specific skit that he had planned on doing, they wrote for him. And instead they brought in Joe Jonas, who did it. And then that's why I guess they said he was hard to work with. He was not super friendly. And then he just walked off after it was all over. So I bet he's just a bitch.
I do too. You know? I do too.
I mean, he's like,
he's got a bad attitude, I think. Yeah.
As my dad would say, he got too big for his britches.
Yeah. Too big for his
britches. Yeah, that's what Bob
would say. He was oil in that water. I mean, he does not match up with those people in New York at Saturday Night Live.
Let's talk about this real quick and honestly. Okay. You're a professional football player, right? And, you know, you have kids. Are you sad that all four of them are girls? I say yes.
Absolutely.
I say
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every dad is.
Right?
Yep.
Jason and Kylie Kelce announced the birth of their fourth child, their fourth little girl. Jason and Kylie Kelce have welcomed their fourth child, announcing the birth Tuesday night. The NFL legend and wife Kylie revealed that they had added to their gaggle of girls, is what they're calling it.
Man, oh man.
I know.
What are the chances of that?
I know.
And girls are so much harder to raise.
They really are.
They are.
They're a pain in the ass.
They are.
Tights and there's bows.
Yeah.
And there's not, you know, you can just put on a little outfit from Kohl's on a boy.
And trying to do the hair.
Oh my God.
Like, I cannot do Little Debbie's hair for the life of me. It takes like an hour.
You got to put a rubber band at the end of your vacuum hose.
I know.
And then suck it up and then roll down the rubber band. I see it on TikTok all the time.
It is genius.
Right?
I feel like she'd be terrified. She's not a fan of the vacuum.
Well, yeah.
So
I feel like every little kid would be terrified of that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a vacuum hose on top of your head. Like, I would think, like, my brain's going to be sucked out.
Don't move.
Yeah. Anyway, fourth child. I like the kids' names, though. They have Wyatt, they have Elliot, they have Bennett, and then now they have Finley. Is the baby's
little
name.
Little
Finley, yep. So cute. All right, Netflix, they're saying the staff for Meghan Markle is over it. I guess her As Ever brand is launching their products, and they're not sure how it's going to sell, but they said they're not ready to even launch products right now. But she's like, no, we are going to, As Ever, launch our products.
Yeah, and they said they're going to have to sign these papers saying they can't talk about it, too.
Oh.
Because I guess some of the stuff's fake.
Fake.
So you don't want to reveal that, like maybe some of the jam recipes and different things.
Oh, gotcha.
That you got to sign these NDAs.
Well, you would assume that they have to anyway, because you know Harry's around and
it's
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's selling her jam, her honey, her herbal tea, her crepe mix. God.
I think she's toast.
I do too.
I think it's over.
Yeah.
I think this did it right here.
Sorry, Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, if she puts that balloon arch on sale, best believe I'm buying that.
You've been markled. That's what you said to me yesterday, right? Because I bought the flowers. I didn't buy them for her. I just bought them from Amazon. They're edible flowers. Because I was just going to, when I show up to my girlfriends, like when we go out for wings, I'm going to sprinkle them on the wings. Really bring out the...
Yeah.
I don't know. The visual. All right. Val Kilmer, he has passed away at the age of 65. He was a huge superstar, and he had a lot of hot chicks. Cindy Crawford is somebody he dated. Angelina Jolie, Daryl Hannah, just to name a few. They said, though, however, he died lonely. He hadn't had a girlfriend in 20 years, and he felt lonely every single day. Despite, you know, having that gaggle of girls.
Yeah.
They said at the end he was, I wonder what happened to that woman that he married.
Joanna. I don't know. Yeah. It appears that once he got diagnosed with throat cancer, he just kind of went into seclusion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just decided that it was time to just exit Hollywood.
Yeah, I know he had a big ranch along a river in New Mexico, I think it was.
Where did he die?
Probably New Mexico, my guess.
I've never saw that in the story.
He had this beautiful piece of property, and it ran all along the river. It was just gorgeous.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really pretty. So maybe there. But they said he spent his time at the end painting. He was a great artist. Where did he die?
Los Angeles. Mm. Yeah.
He was back in L.A., huh?
That's what it says, according to BBC.
I think his daughter lived there, maybe. I don't know. So he wasn't alone.
Yeah. Well, she's the one that announced it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So
that he was dead.
Maybe she was by his side. All right. Let's see here. Blake Lively fans are going after... Man, that's another one that's toast. Meghan Markle and Blake should be best friends.
Yeah.
Because people don't really care for either one of them.
Yeah. Despise them, in fact.
Yeah. So Blake Lively, I guess she was making donuts at a friend's cafe. And her, they said it was just a photo op because she didn't have her hair tied back. And her hair was getting in the donuts.
Aww.
Hairy donuts. That is nasty. Nobody wants to name their shop Hairy Donuts. No. Yeah. It says that it obviously was just for a PR stunt because she didn't pull her hair back or put it in a hairnet like everybody else. She was all glammed out making the donuts, and it went in the donuts.
Man, if you make a mistake on a post or a video, man, the public will rip you to shreds.
No kidding. But I mean, it is a PR move. I mean, everybody else had hairnets on, and she had hair in the donuts.
Here's the only thing, though. A guy like me would have never picked up on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would look at something like that and go, oh, man, those donuts look good. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of hairy donuts.
That's true.
I would.
That's true. This will make every one of us feel like horrible parents. Every single one of us. Did you see that 5-year-old's in Mensa?
No.
Yeah.
Mensa?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Mensa, the like it's a club. It's a group for really, really like smart people.
You're an Einstein.
Mensa.
Mensa. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
It's a high IQ society.
Yeah.
A New Jersey household just added another Mensa member. This is their second one. No, third one, because the dad's part of it, too.
They've got three?
Three. And this kid's 5 years old.
Man.
Five. They said at 5 years old, he already knows all his multiplication tables.
Oh.
At five?
You know they just like beat it into him.
Oh, he was strapped to a desk in the basement. They're like,
ah! The little genius is crushing the times table in pre-K and even hacking video games back doors because of his love for math and coding at five.
Okay, that's wild.
His big sister, Declan, her name is Declan, joined Mensa last year, and their dad, Delano, is a member too. Their mom went to junior college, it looks like, but she says that she gets all the credit, according to the dad, because she keeps it creative. It says she has all these messages all over the house, you know, and probably time. I tried that. I put the times table in my son's bathroom, so when he's taking a little dookie at, you know, five, he would see the times table and... didn't work.
Didn't work at all. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I would want a kid that smart in my house.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, you don't have to worry.
No, I don't.
Because I don't
I've
either.
I got four dummies, and I love it. And I love it.
No, because they would be socially awkward.
I do. I think that would be somewhat of a, I don't know, binding for them. As far as, you know, being, you know, active with other kids.
There's a whole TV show about it. And yeah. I love that show. What is it called? You know, the mom and dad. And then there was this, come on. You guys got to help me. Remember? Now there's a spinoff because the one son, he has a
Big Bang?
That's part of the spinoff, but the other one.
Sheldon?
Oh, Sheldon. Yeah,
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon, yeah. Young Sheldon is a genius.
Well,
yeah.
And for, boy, the first, took forever. For the first, sorry. 12 years or so, it would be a curse in a way, okay? Yeah. With you and your friends or whatever. Now, by the time you're 25, you're a millionaire, so it works out for you. But that childhood would be absolutely miserable being that smart.
Everybody's asking her, what's her secret to getting a kid that's 5 years old that knows how to code and all this stuff? And she says, let the kids lead the way. Make sure that learning is fun. You know those kids are not having fun. You know that mom.
And you know.
Like, she's just like, I told you 9 times 3 is 27.
And if you're the other two kids and the little 5-year old comes along and he's smarter than you, hate him.
Oh, for sure.
You hate him. Because you were the smart kid of the family. Mm-hmm. And now you got this little genius.
It's like having the brother that's the quarterback and you can't play football.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. And the dad loves the quarterback, obviously. And yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You decided to do archery.
Yeah, life's tough, man.
It is. It is tough. It is very tough. And then finally, I have great news for all of us single ladies.
What is it?
It's that married people get dementia far more often than single people. Recent research found that people who were not married were less at risk than married people for dementia. One contributing factor is that single people are better at maintaining their social ties. Single people may be more self-reliant. That is kind of a true story. Like, I have to figure it out, right? Like, you had like 5 phone calls from everybody at your house asking for help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have to figure my stuff out by myself, you know?
Yeah.
And so people get in a marriage and they rely on somebody like... For example, my sister kind of didn't know what to do after she got a divorce because my brother-in-law handled her whole life.
He just took care of everything.
He took care of everything, yeah. And so all of a sudden, being single, she's like, I don't even know how to do any of this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how do I clean the pool? I'm like, yeah, call a pool boy. And then finally, here's the deal. If the tush push is not turned into a porn, I quit. Because I mean it was give it to him, right?
Yeah.
The NFL is fighting over this tush push thing or whatever it's called, and I'm thinking it's a gimme.
Yeah
So they still haven't decided on this. I see it in the news all the time.
I don't really have a take on it.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell the trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, broadcasting from the Belco Studios. And you can also get us on the Odyssey app. Free app.
What's that sexy voice you're using?
Well, I just want to, you know, impress some people. That's all. Now that we have the Belco Studios.
Very nice.
You know?
Yeah.
We have a big ribbon cutting today, folks.
You guys should see BJ. He's in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
I've never seen this before.
Yeah, with slides on.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah. I don't get my tie out very often, Jamie.
Yeah.
But I got up this morning, did my hair, you know, and put on the suit and tie.
Nice.
Got it all, you know, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for those people to get here with free lunch.
I know that. All BJ's been talking about, you guys, he's such a goof. He literally off the air has been like, so what do you think that they're going to have? What do you think? Yep. Like, I mean, do you think we'll have sandwiches? Do you think they'll have a buffet? Like, what do you think we're going to have?
Well, there's two things I'm hitting them up for today, okay?
Okay.
I want fried chicken. So I'd like for them to bring fried chicken. If you're listening to us right now.
Where did fried chicken come from?
I don't know. I'm just craving fried chicken all of a sudden. There's two things. I want fried chicken and I'd like a car loan. Yeah, okay. I've been eyeing a new Sierra. one of those GMCs.
Oh, yeah.
Big
yeah,
truck,
yeah,
you know? Yeah. And it's a sweet one, too. The 250 also.
Oh, nice,
big
nice,
bottle.
Nice. Yeah.
But I need a car loan. So I figured I'd hit Belco up when they come here for the ribbon
cutting. That's a good idea. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be very happy about that.
So if you're on your way over here with that big old ribbon, bring an application with you, too, for a car loan.
It's funny that you say that, actually, because every job has a thing. Like, I'm sure, like, Dave Frazier gets so sick of people going, what's the weather going to be like, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, shut up. And then I'm sure, like, the people at Belco are like, their friends probably hit him up like, hey, man, can you get me a deal? Can you get me, like, a lower interest rate?
Yeah. And for me, when I go places, the only thing I hear is, hey, what's it like to work with Jamie?
That's a compliment, I hear
that a lot.
Is that a compliment?
Well, yeah. We'll call it that, okay? We'll call it that, okay?
Wait, what do they mean
by
that?
What's it like to work with Jamie?
And what's your answer?
Well, we got to move on. I want to update everybody that's holding on to tickets to go to the game on Friday, okay?
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's very important. I mean, it's a big deal around here, but I feel like some of the big, you know, the big hoopla that goes along with opening day is starting to come down just a little bit because of the weather.
Okay, can I tell you something? We have 14 people going, and already three have fallen out.
No kid. See?
I know.
I think that's going to happen opening day, because opening day is such a celebration. And it's great for the businesses downtown, too. They're down there, you know, people are spending money, having a great time. And that still will happen, but maybe not to the level because of the weather.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see some of that. But here's the deal. The game is going to happen because the snow is not supposed to start until like the fourth or fifth inning. By then, you're sick and tired of it anyway.
Yeah, it's
and the Rockies
timing.
Are probably behind by then.
They haven't had a good start to the season.
Right?
Yeah, they're 1-3 right now. Yeah.
Wait, they've already played that many games?
Yeah, they've already played four.
I'm a huge fan.
They play again this afternoon.
Yeah, they play the Phillies,
right?
Yeah,
they're in Philadelphia.
1-3.
They're 1-3 right now. Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, we suck.
It's gonna be a great game.
But that's why I'm saying that by the fourth, fifth inning, you've had enough.
Yeah.
Okay. You get the hell out of there when it starts snowing.
Exactly.
But you're there for the pageantry of the beginning.
I mean, don't they do like a flyover?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah. They do all kinds of stuff.
That's some pageantry.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Dinger comes out and does a couple of things.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what happens. I've never been to an opening day.
Right. Why am I asking you?
Full festivities of it all. You know, the only thing is that you got all those restaurants down there and bars with all those rooftops. And that's the
that
one that
is a bummer.
That's where the weather.
Although I do recall a couple of opening days where being freezing at the top of one of those.
Like,
yeah, but you just, everybody kind of smooshes together. You know? But I think I'd rather be a little chilly than, I think it was it last year or the year before, where it was hot? And something about beer and it being hot just kind of...
Oh, when the beer gets warm, that's not good.
No, the smell. It's just,
And a lot of those places, too, have the warmers up there, too. So, I mean, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be great.
I mean, I can't believe you had friends already checking out, though.
Yeah, we can't either. And we talk about them behind their back.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, if you're going with a group of people, like, if I were going with 10 people, I don't know 10 people, but if I were going with 10 people, I would back out because of the weather.
Well, they are.
Knowing that the game's going to start.
Oh, the name. We called them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're every bit of that. In my opinion. I don't know what they were.
Thank you.
I don't know what the names were. I did see this. Starlink coming to United. Can I tell you something?
Wait, that was a long time ago.
No. They just announced it. They've got it on some flights, but now they're doing the entire fleet.
Oh, okay.
They had some selected flights. They'd been trying this on, okay, experimenting with it. And it's such a success that they've decided to add it to the entire fleet this next week.
I only say this because I follow United and United Flyers and all that stuff. And when they announced a long time ago, everybody said they're canceling their frequent flyer, you know, memberships.
Why?
And they're not flying because they don't like Elon.
Oh.
And so they're not flying
it's
United.
It's their loss.
Oh.
I said it's their loss. I will tell you this. Anytime I've ever paid for Wi-Fi on a plane, it sucks.
It's never worth it.
You're like, why did I even pay?
It's never worth it.
It's never worth it. You get up in the air, and it is not the Wi-Fi that we have on the ground.
Trash,
it is not even close. It is just horrible.
Wow, you are very adamant.
It's just about time they went with somebody like a Starlink or somebody that can give you some connection up there, you know?
It really is about time.
Well, I'm just telling you, Jamie. It sucks.
It does. You pay like $8 and then you can't even really stream anything.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't even know what the point of it is other than to message somebody, like text messaging. Yeah.
It's the biggest ripoff in the air industry. It is. Right now.
Really?
Paying for that damn air service.
I agree. Yeah.
It is. Isn't it? You agree? Yeah. You agree?
Not the bags.
Not the luggage.
Not the bags.
No.
No, the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi sucks.
That's where they stick it
to
you, man.
A guy like me, when I get in the air, I want to keep up with like sports scores or something like that. If I'm flying, you can't do any of that on there.
I know.
Oh, yeah, the betting just lags.
Oh,
yeah, you get those crappy TV shows. That's all you get. I got to sit there and watch Steve Harvey for 4 hours.
Is this what it's like to be in your house?
Pretty much.
Yeah?
Pretty much. I tell the truth, Jamie. I don't hold back.
This is really, really fun.
Yeah. In fact, I've got audio, too.
United Airlines says the FAA has approved plans to install Starlink internet on its jets. The airline says it plans to add that high-speed Wi-Fi technology to around 40 regional jets per month starting in May. United expects Starlink service will be available on all of its flights in the next few years, and it promises internet speed 50 times faster than current regional aircraft speeds.
Because it sucks.
And it'll be free for Mileage Plus members.
Yeah, because it sucks. That's why it's going to be 50 times faster.
Oh, it's free for Mileage Plus members? Yeah. That's a nice little bonus.
Yeah, a little perk there for
right
you.
There.
Oh, now I got your attention. Freeze for me. All of a sudden, we're not, you know, we're not a bunch of dips.
Let's talk about it some more now.
BJ and Jamie.
Your next chance to win Freight tickets later this afternoon with the Slacker Show, that again tomorrow morning at 7:30. What'd you buy?
Okay, let's guess. I like this fun game. All right.
$43,
and there was three things. You'll never guess. This is kind of dumb. I mean, it could be anything, right? Yeah.
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 Yeah, pretty much.
We talked about it. I bought bear poop before.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the realm of like health, self-care, something. Like
nope.
That.
You know what I bought?
What?
Betty White stamps. Yeah. Sure did. Three sheets of them. Yep.
Betty White stamps.
Betty White stamps.
For what reason?
Because Betty White is cool.
Those are iconic.
Yes.
So you're going to collect them?
No, I'm going to use them. Well, at least one sheet.
But what do you mail that you would use stamps for?
I mail I have to mail the raccoon guy as check. The guy that took care of the raccoon at my dad's house.
Mm. Yeah. But three... sheets of these. I mean, that's going to last a while.
Well,
Jamie.
Maybe when I'll like frame.
I mean, they're not forever stamps. So
they are.
Gonna, yeah. Oh, they're forever.
Yeah, I got the forever Betty White.
Oh.
Stamps. Yep. I don't.
You
even
never know when you need some stamps.
Exactly, and I don't even have to lick her. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So they came out. They just came out March 27th.
Huh.
Yeah. Betty White stamps.
Well, good
stamps.
For you.
I know, pretty excited. But I can see that you're as excited as I am about my Betty White stamps.
Yeah, I was expecting something a little more flashy, actually.
That's pretty cool. I bet you anything, Carson goes home and buys some Betty White stamps.
Absolutely. Put them in my cart right now.
I'm telling you.
Well, you're a follower.
Wait, okay.
It's Betty White.
No, I'm just saying. You're not going to go home and buy them.
Okay, can I just tell you the honest truth? I'm a follower, too, because two girls in my group bought them, and I was like, well, I want some. Yeah.
No kidding. Is that how it worked? Yeah.
You got the FOMO, the Betty White stamps.
I didn't like just think about like buying Betty White stamps. And my friend, she's like, look what I got. And then another one's like, I just went on USPS or whatever and got some too. And I was like, okay, because they take Apple Pay.
For me, it's got to be a certain category for me to be a follower. I think we're all kind of guilty of that at some point, you know.
But
for me, it's technology. If I see something, you know, scrolling through my feed or whatever, and it looks really, really cool, then all of a sudden I want it because I want to be that guy that has it. Nobody else has it.
You have a weird addiction, though.
What?
Flashlights.
I do like. I love flashlights.
I don't get this. That's the thing I don't get. Like you.
I love guys. I can't even express to you enough how much I love flashlights. I do.
It's so weird.
But
you guys,
some people,
like, he'll just get a box here, and we're like, "What'd you get? It's a flashlight."
He even has a beanie with a flashlight, like
in his head.
Yeah, I love it. I do. I don't know what it is about flashlights, but I just
were you like raised without power?
Kind of.
We were in the dark all the time.
I know,
a little
right?
A little bit. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
I just find them fascinating. The more Illumini that I have, woo, I feel like I'm the king of the world.
Oh my God,
I do.
It's a simple pleasure.
All right, I got two or three, actually. I've got hats.
Yeah, you do love hats.
I am a guy of hats. I collect more hats for no reason at all. They mean nothing to me
right.
except for I like that look for some reason. And I'll bet you I have 500 hats.
What's the A stand for on your head?
Atlanta.
Are you a fan?
It's baseball season.
Oh.
I wear it because it's baseball season this week. It's the first full week of baseball, and I like the Atlanta Braves.
Okay. Yeah, Tennessee doesn't have a team, so that's the one you grow up with.
It's
in
the
that
closest
area,
one.
Right?
That, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You were either fans of Atlanta or Cincinnati, right. One of the two.
Sure.
So I'm an Atlanta Braves. Not really a big fan, but it's a hat.
It is a hat.
It's all about hats. That and flashlights.
And I think it's so gross you wash them with your dishes.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
That is so gross.
Well, they deserve good treatment.
No, but you actually you told us you even have like dishes in there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
Yeah. I spray the hat down with Shout.
Yeah.
Shout it out.
Oh, well, that's got to be great for the chemicals.
I do the Shout here, and then I'll put one of those soap things in the little container, in the little door, and then I wash it all together.
Just getting forehead sweat all over your glasses.
I know.
Listen. Then as soon as the cycle is done, I got a clean head and a clean dish.
Multitasking at its finest.
Thank you. Thank you. It saves water. I'm big on conserving water. I'm a very planet kind of person.
Yeah.
I love our planet. I do.
It's nasty.
It's ridiculous. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios. Yeah. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Listen,
no,
I'm a friend. I'm a friend.
I know,
you know that.
It's on me because I asked. I did ask. So.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
I'm not like Carson. I'm not like Schmidl.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not like a lot of people, that is.
Yeah.
Where, and nothing against you guys. I love you guys to death. But I'm not like you guys. If you ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer.
I am
not going to sugarcoat it because I feel like I'm going to hurt your feelings
you
for
sure
you.
Sure didn't.
And you guys would. I don't. So yeah. Jamie asked me a question.
Okay. So first of all, like if you know that you have an ailment, let's say, like, you know, my girlfriend went on a dating site and the guy never told her that he stuttered. And so she was shocked, like when she met him, because he couldn't get a word out on the date, right?
Yeah.
Because he stuttered and he should have maybe just come right out before they met and said, I stutter, right? So I asked BJ, I go, I'm in a kind of a predicament today because we have a big, big party today with Belco and all these people are coming in. And I had injections yesterday and Lindsay, I mean, she's just amazing at facial aesthetics, but she told me, she goes, look, you're going to be swollen. It's going to take you need an ice roller and stuff. And it's going to take a couple of days before the swelling went down. Cause she did all this stuff. Like she pulled up my neck and like she pulled up the side of my face. Like it looks amazing. I'm like, holy crap, but it's swollen. It's really, really, really swollen.
Really swollen. I mean,
it's
a lot.
It's really swollen and
puffy.
It's very puffy.
Puffy.
It's because yes, okay. Because the problem is I took aspirin beforehand, and so then it bruised, and it's on me anyway. So a lot of it's my fault. But here's the thing: I said, do you think that when these people come, do I act like I don't know that my face is swollen, or do I tell them?
There's a ribbon cutting ceremony today here at the radio station that is mandatory that we're here for.
Right.
With Belco.
Otherwise,
not that we don't want to be here.
Well, I kind of don't with my face the way it looks.
Okay, so, then Jamie asked me.
So I said, should I tell them, like, look, I know my face is swollen and bruised. It's because I got all the stuff done. Or do I just act like I don't know that it looks like this? And BJ said, and I quote, oh, God, I would definitely tell him.
I'd overexplain it. They're going to notice. They're going to notice,
yeah,
Jamie.
Yeah,
I notice.
I know.
I mean, they're going to notice. Yeah. So, yes, yeah. I think that instead of saying nothing, when they're looking you square in the face and they're kind of, their eyes are rolling all around your face like this, then that means that they're noticing. So you need to explain it to them, okay?
My God.
It's like my wife. My wife will come downstairs sometimes. Yeah. She'll have something on and she'll say, does this make me look heavy? Yeah. Yeah, it does.
You tell her that?
Yeah.
You say
no
that?
No way.
Yeah. Then she'll come down with something else on, and it will say, does this make me look? No, that looks very good on you. That looks extremely good on you.
Well, then,
do these shoes match this dress, or are they look a little cloggy? No, they look cloggy. They don't look good. They don't look good at all.
Well, I'll tell you.
But I do that.
Okay, well, I guess I would appreciate that. I mean, it'd be hard to hear, but I guess I do appreciate that because I'd want to know.
Yeah.
Whereas I talked to Carson the other day forever, right? And I had a gigantic booger talking there with me. And he never told me.
He wouldn't say a word.
He wouldn't say a word. Nope. And I know that the booger was wiggling with my words.
Oh, it had a face.
Yeah, because I looked at it in the mirror when I got in my car. I was like, what is it? Well, and it was like, and he wouldn't tell me.
Well, it's just kind of awkward, you know. I mean, there's a booger.
Just say, we worked together this close. Just say, there's a booger talking with you.
A guy like Carson.
Yeah.
His wife's put him in his place, okay? He's in his place. He knows better. He knows better.
Yeah.
You know, me, now I'll come back and say, man, you've got a hanger out that nose, girl.
And I would appreciate
that. You need to fix it quick. Yeah.
Because I want, I would.
We have a lady here that she, you can tell she has children, okay?
What does that mean?
Because she's very motherly.
Oh.
She's very motherly.
I was like, what?
Yeah, no. She's a very
motherly. You saved it. So I was like, where is this
we're down at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and I'm talking to her, and she goes, come here a minute. And she takes me to the side over by the float, and she reaches in and pulls out a hanky, and she goes, here, a big one right there. You need to get rid of it now. She goes, I'm a mom. I got three kids. Yeah. I get it. I so admired that.
That was very nice.
I thought, you know what, Allison? You're a wonderful person.
And, it was Allison she's told
now,
you?
She's now my buddy. She is. Her and I talk all the time now because she saved me from that booger.
Yeah. Yeah, because not only did I talk to Carson, but then Upsy was out there, and you know how hot he is.
Oh.
And then he saw the talking booger.
See, you could have fixed it, Carson.
Yeah.
She didn't have to walk into that scene if you had just been honest.
So you know what you are technically is a C-blocker.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't expose the booger when the booger's fully exposed.
And then the booger causes a problem down the line.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to learn.
That's not hot. It's not hot to talk to Upsy with a booger. It's just not.
I think you have to learn to just tell the truth sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
If somebody asks you, if I ask somebody, hey, how do I look today? I want the right answer. Yeah. I don't want to be sugarcoated.
By
you
the
know?
Way, today you pulled it all together.
Yeah, I did pull it together today. Yeah. Now, there are days that I'm just hideous, okay?
Yeah.
I'm very hideous on days. But, and Jamie will let me know.
Yeah. Oh.
She's my buddy.
I am.
Yeah.
But Carson, not a word.
Carson never says a word.
You know why?
You've never said a word to me.
He wants you and I to look bad.
You think that's it?
Oh,
I don't
think
that's it.
I think he's like, I want Jamie to talk to Upsy with a booger in the nose.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think it's, I think he's afraid of you. I think
Who
he's
would
afraid.
Be afraid of me? I'm so damn sweet.
I think him and Spadil both are afraid of you.
No, are you guys afraid of me?
I know Spadil is.
I wouldn't tell you the booger's there.
Yeah, no. See?
Yeah.
See?
What are you afraid of me?
I wouldn't tell you the booger's there.
He's answering it, Jamie, in his way. You know what I mean?
Well,
but he is. He gets terrified of
you. Wow. Yeah. Why am I fearful? I mean, why?
Because he's afraid you're going to yell at him or go get him fired or something.
Well, I think that you're more fear. I mean, he should be more afraid of you.
Nah,
I feel like I'm nice.
He isn't afraid of me. He's afraid of you.
No. Are you afraid of him?
That's why I yell back at him sometimes because I'm not
afraid
of him.
He's not afraid of me. Me and him are buddies.
Uh-huh. Bad that you're afraid of me.
Spadil and I, we can fight like cats and dogs, man, but we'll leave here. We're all fine. We're down there in the parking lot talking about his car and his crappy tires and all that.
Well,
he and I, we get it. We get it. But he's afraid of you.
Do you think that a lot of people are afraid of me?
No.
What
I don't
was
know
that voice?
Well, I'm not afraid of you. You know that.
No, I know you're not.
Carson is a little bit because, I mean, he's got to side with you on everything.
Oh
he does because he fears you in a way. Spadil does too. Spadil comes in here and he's like a little puppy, man, in the mornings. Before you get here, he's got to make sure that your area is clean, your screen on your computer, he'll clean that off. He doesn't give a rat's ass about me.
Wow.
He won't even, I barely get him to do anything
for
me.
He doesn't ask us how our computer
never does, no, does he, Carson?
Never.
You know it.
I would never
but
he's ever
so
think
in
that
fear
anybody would be afraid of me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
makes me he sad.
Is. Yeah. No, I don't think everybody in the building is. A large majority are. But now that we have the truth out here.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of Jamie fear in this building.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Jamie, I'm going to let you explain this first because it's the bench in the park, Karen's.
Okay. But before we do really quick, I like this idea. Just real quick for your friends.
Yeah.
Have a booger code word.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that smart?
Yes.
So
yes,
like when you're with your group of friends or whatever, you go like, do you like Pepsi? And that means
you got a booger?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I like code words like that.
Yeah. I'd forget the code word. I'd come back with, I love Pepsi.
All right, getting back to what
you got a cold one? Yeah, I'll take one. No problem. Yeah.
Getting back to what you were talking about. Yeah, sorry.
There's a bench that's in a park, and these ladies go off on this mom that's sitting there waiting on her kid to come back. Okay.
Okay, so like my girlfriend has a bench in Lake Havasu for her son who passed away, and it has his name in loving memory of his name, right? And so she really enjoys it when we're out on the boat and she sees people sitting on it, and you know, it just, and they always walk by it every time, and it just means a lot to her. So this particular incident is, there's a woman, her sister had passed away, and so she had in a loving memory bench put in the park.
Public park,
right. And so I guess this little kid left his, like, Fritos or whatever, Doritos, on the bench and went to use the bathroom. And the sister saw that there was trash on the bench.
No, the mom is still sitting on the bench.
Correct.
Waiting on the kid to come back from the bathroom.
Yeah.
But the bag of chips is just sitting there.
And the sister goes ballistic.
This bench I donated because of my late sister passed away.
Okay, so my son just set it there and he walked to the bathroom and he'll be back soon and we'll pick it up.
I'm asking if it can.
Okay, but now you're attacking me because it's just sitting there.
And my son will bring it. I'm asking you to be respectful.
Okay, well, you're not being respectful to ask. Absolutely not. No.
No, she was.
Come on, look at the plaque.
She asked if it was okay, and you said no.
Yeah, because my son just set it down, and he's going to come right back and pick it up. It's really not that big of a deal.
I don't want trash next to my sister's bench.
No, cussing at me.
So this woman, her sister, so she paid for this bench because she had a very difficult life. Just stop talking for 1 minute so I can tell your children.
I don't even know. I just said it.
Oh my God.
Well, you missed it too because it's not even the whole thing. The lady grabs the Doritos and throws them in the trash can.
Wow. Man, oh man.
So the only thing I can figure out is she's still in pain. You know, and you know how, like, people just lash out, like, you know, that's the only thing I can figure out. Like, she's still hurting from her sister's loss.
Or they're just not comprehending the fact that the kid's coming back, that it's not going to be left there.
Right. I mean, the mom is right there and, like, acknowledging, yes, those are my kids', you know, Doritos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot.
A person like that that's reacting like this sister, they shouldn't be buying benches for their sisters. If they can't handle that, they don't need. Well, they should put the money somewhere else.
And could it be that she is one of those people that, like, she bought the bench and she wants everybody to know about it, and she, like, sticks around and stays around
knows
that area,
the story about it,
yeah, and, like,
happened.
Wants to tell people and make it about her.
Once you buy a bench and once you put the plaque on there and once you put it in a public park, it belongs to the public,
right?
It's not yours anymore. It's just commemorative for your sister, which you can go by there, sit on it, do whatever, but everybody else gets to use it too. That's what it's about.
How they
right?
wish. Yeah.
My mom has a bench with her name on it. She passed away. It's in the community center in our hometown.
Nice.
That's where it sits.
Right.
I don't know who uses it.
Right.
I don't know who leaves trash on it. If they do, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's better than having a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame where people actually poop on it. So there's one.
That's true. Yeah.
Look at me with the upside.
Could be worse.
And the downside of the star on the Hollywood Fame is you're still alive to see people poop
on
your name.
That's true, too. Yeah.
At least this person's gone, you know. They don't have to worry about those chips, right?
Yeah, that is.
Crazy scene.
I know.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do you want to use my gua sha?
Your what?
My gua sha.
Right here in front of Carson?
I just figured out how to pronounce it, so I'm very proud of myself.
What is it called? The gua sha?
It's the gua sha.
What is a gua sha?
It's this thing that everybody's using right now to make your face look more chiseled. It's like
kidding.
It's like a flat end, kind of rounded a little bit, and you just push stuff around in your face like that.
Yeah, it's like a flat rock.
Yeah, it is like a really flat rock.
It's a flat rock.
And it's supposed to, like you put it on your lymph nodes, and it's supposed to Like get rid of all the juice in them.
One side is a straight edge on the flat rock, and you're using that to smooth as you stroke.
Right, and it also gets rid of the lymph nodes.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to use my gua sha?
Sure. I'll gua sha with you all day long, girl.
Why did you say to me, that looks like what people do with concrete? Your face is like a patio.
It's like you're trying to even out concrete. You know,
when you lay it down, when you put down the concrete, you got to
smooth it out and stuff. You're smoothing out your face with that rock.
I feel really bad saying that my face is swollen, you know, but it is.
It is.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's swollen.
But it's, I felt, I, she didn't mean it this way, but she's like, ooh. When I went in there to the facial aesthetics, she's like, we're gonna need a lot of vials. We're gonna need a lot
we
of
got some work
we
to got, do.
We got some work to do. And I was like, all right, okay. But they did amazing. I mean, and she explained everything. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But doesn't it look good? Look at my chin snatched.
Yeah.
Look at my throat snatched. Yeah. I'm snatched. I look good. Except for the swelling part. But that'll go down with my gua sha. Yeah. My gua sha. All right. Let's see here. Now, let me ask you this. Okay, you're a fireman. And your house, or somebody's house catches on fire. And right. You go in, you save everybody, and then you see that two guinea pigs have passed out. Do you give the guinea pigs CPR?
No.
I know. You wouldn't.
No.
I probably wouldn't either.
No.
But a fireman did.
Chance.
That there's a guy in Iowa, and he did it. An Iowa police, actually, it was a police officer. An Iowa police officer rescued animals from a house and then gave the two guinea pigs CPR.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, yeah.
Little guinea pig? What are you doing? How do you give CPR to a guinea pig?
I don't know. You sing that song, and you put your little finger on their little chest, and you sing that song.
Staying alive. And now, Pink Pony Club.
Oh, is that one too?
That's proven too. That beats proven too. Now that's what all the youngsters are using now. Is Pink Pony Club.
Well, it's about time they update the song.
We got a new song.
Yeah.
Youngsters are doing CPR.
Yeah. Pink Pony Club.
Pink Pony. The youngsters, he said. Do you know how old you sounded?
I almost said Gen Zers, but
I know.
I mean,
do you know how old you just sounded?
Them youngsters
these days, this is what they're doing.
They're doing CPR at the Pink Pony Club.
So two of these hamsters, and it's a police officer in Iowa. What a guy. And they even gave him mouth to mouth.
Oh, they're laughing at him back at the police station.
What? He's getting,
you know, the other cops are going.
He's a hero.
He's getting national attention.
Exactly. Exactly. Which he doesn't want.
I think it's amazing.
I go back to the police station. Here these guys put their lives on the line.
Yeah.
And he comes back for national attention for giving hamsters mouth to mouth. I think I'd tell that guy, get out of here.
You think he'll get an award?
No. No, he's not going to get an award. He's an embarrassment.
Oh, my God.
He's an embarrassment. They're out there fighting crime.
No, PETA's going to give him an award.
This guy comes back, and all of a sudden, he's gotten more praise than they get all day long, okay? Because he gave a couple of hamsters mouth to mouth.
I think it's amazing.
I think it's an embarrassment.
Well, let's call Iowa and see. Anyway, I think it's nice. Did you, see this one. A guy stole a woman's chicken.
What?
This is so sad. A woman called 911. We're going to try to find the audio for this. She called 911 because her ex-boyfriend stole her chicken.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, he's not a nice guy. Mm-mm. And he even yelled at, he's like, I've got Paulie. And so so they found him in the woods with the chicken.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Thank you for participating in this story. I really, really appreciate it. All right, let's get to some real stuff, and that is that Val Kilmer has passed away. It's kind of sad. I like chicken stories better, right? Val Kilmer dead at 65. He was in Top Gun, if you want to play number one for me.
You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazansky?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice, man, I am dangerous.
I wonder how cocky that set was.
Yeah, I don't
you know.
But
all those egos.
Yeah, right?
Tom Cruise.
Him, yep. And then he also was in Doc, Doc Holliday? Is that the name of it?
He played Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, here it is.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry. Why, Johnny Ringo. You look like somebody just walked over your grave.
fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
Then he shoots him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He pulls his gun and he shoots him.
Yeah, I told you this earlier. People are going to be watching these movies to catch up with old, and then you just, spoiler alert.
Well, Johnny Ringo gets shot right there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Cher admitted that he was one of the few men to ever break her heart and break up with her. He was only 21 and she was 13 years older than him. That was quite the gentleman. And they dated for quite a while. And then all of a sudden he realized, hey, I'm young and you're old. And so they broke up.
Look. In his string of women, I think the one he would not want you to bring up is Cher. Okay?
I know.
Because, I mean, you've got the best in Hollywood. You got Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Cindy
Crawford. Might be a tough one. She might be a tough one to get along with, but man, she's a looker.
She is a looker.
And you got Cindy Crawford. Mm-hmm. You've got, Daryl Hannah. Yeah. And you had somebody else that was on that list, too. And then there's Cher.
If I could turn back time.
Just doesn't fit, does it?
It doesn't fit.
There's something. I saw a picture of them two together just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't look right.
Oh, I feel bad now. His last memories are him doing Cher.
Yeah, don't bring up Cher. Don't bring up Cher.
Okay, I'll put this. You know what I'm Kanye West said he wishes he never would have had children with Kim Kardashian. This might be the last straw for her. She has been holding off and holding off on actually taking him to court, right? She's just trying to do it with the lawyers, like saying stuff to him. But now the word is that she might actually take him to court for full custody, because not only was he wearing this like outfit with a hood, if you know what I mean, but then he said, I wish I never would have had children with Kim.
And I'm sure she feels the same way Kanye.
Yeah.
Simply because you're not going away.
But she would never say that, you know, for her kids to hear.
She might now.
I don't think she would. I don't think anybody would ever say that. If your kids heard that.
Jamie, he's not going anywhere. He's going to be like this forever on her.
I think he's dangerous.
I think he is, too.
I really do.
I don't get it. I don't get why he's doing this, but man, oh man, is he a pain in the butt.
He is. I mean, I can't imagine living under that stress.
It's harassment.
And that's what I was getting ready to say. And I'm sure that she is paranoid that, like, he's going to pull an OJ or something.
He's not said anything like that.
Yeah,
but you have to, in the back of your head, thinking this guy could snap at any moment.
Yeah, because his decisions are not.
Or they're so erratic.
Yeah.
Even kidnap the children.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of things he could do.
That's true. But here's a happy story. Jason and Kylie Kelsey have their fourth little girl. Yay!
Woo!
Wow, you guys are so gay.
It sounded fake.
We didn't really give a rat's.
You know what?
I was going to say so good sounding is see how good that sounded?
What's another little girl? Come on, man.
I know.
I mean, how cursed can he be?
Oh, God. I mean, my dad, well, speaking of which, I wonder if this is kind of considered abuse. My dad would bitch about not having a boy.
That seems like some mental anguish would go on with you.
I think Bob, though, I mean, he had a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. He would be like, oh my God, I'm stuck in the house with three women. Oh.
I don't think anybody ever wishes four girls on one family, do they?
Oh my God, that is a whole
lot. You want to mix it up a little bit. I mean, two here, two there, maybe 3-1, something like that. But
now it's going to be, so it's five, including his wife. Do you know how much product is going to be on the counters?
Oh.
There's going to be lotions and potions and makeup.
He should get a guest house so he can just go to the guest house and just have his own little.
Because you guys, I mean, I'm sure you both think that your wives use way too much crap.
Oh my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, I'm sure he's got a man cave already.
I'm sure he does. Yeah.
He's got a place he can go, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, if you're a millionaire, like, you can just make your own house.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I like the names that they have for the kids thus far. What are the kids' names? Oh, Wyatt, Elliot, Bennett. Notice that they're all kind of boys' names for the wish. Wyatt, Elliot, Bennett, and then Finney.
Yeah.
Finley. Yeah. Those are all. I think that's why I'm Jamie. My dad's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, he wanted. I think there's something to that. I really do. I mean, every one of those are boy names.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. And if you think about what, little Debbie, what her real name is, there's a little bit of masculinity in the first part of it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's derived from a popular Irish name. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think everybody wishes for that damn boy, don't they? Netflix. They say they're over Meghan Markle. They're just—they've had it with her. She's launching all her products. I think it's today, maybe.
I think it is.
Yeah. So go online. You can buy her jam. Her honey, her herbal tea, and her crepe mix.
Oh, I want some Markle honey.
Man.
Little Markle jam.
I mean, that is such a odd thing to go live with. Like, here's my jam, my honey, my herbal tea, and my crepe mix. Doesn't it seem weird?
It's very weird.
It's a little desperate, in my opinion. It's kind of odd. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, this is a sad story, but maybe we should save it. About the woman that left her $2.5 million lottery ticket in her pocket.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that.
Is that so sad? She donated it to Goodwill. Yeah. She realized.
Now, had she signed it?
No, she had not.
Okay, well then, you lose it.
It's gone. A Pennsylvania woman is searching for a jacket she donated to charity after realizing she left a $2.5 million lottery ticket in the pocket. This happened in Pennsylvania, cash five drawing at the Shop and Save store. And then 2 weeks later, she was surprised to learn that she'd matched all five numbers. She tried to find the jacket, but realized that she had left the pocket or whatever for Vietnam Veterans of America. And they distribute their goods all over the country.
Oh, that would eat you alive.
If I found a ticket.
I wouldn't check it.
A ticket, I would.
You would?
Oh, absolutely. Coming from a Goodwill.
Really?
Absolutely, I would. Yeah.
I scanned, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. In my mind, the first thing I would think of, you hear these stories. It could happen. I'm going to check this ticket.
I would never.
Absolutely. If you find something in a pocket like that, yes.
I guess because when I donate stuff, I check all the pockets. And so for me, it would be like, oh, that's not a good one. And so I put it back in.
Nah. No. Yeah? Mm. Well, not if you bought it. You'd either throw it away or check it. One of the two.
No, not check it. What I'm saying is I would be like, oh, that one didn't win. I'd put it back in the pocket.
Yeah. No, I would check it for sure.
Really?
Yeah, especially if it came from Goodwill, because you know somebody accidentally left it in there and they don't know if it's a winner or not.
Okay, so now let me put this scenario in your head, okay?
All right.
So now you know that this has gone public. You just scanned it. You have that ticket that lady talks about, her exact jacket. You have the jacket on.
Yep.
And you just won two. What do you do?
Oh. I sign the back of the ticket, and I take it and cash the hell out of it, and I get my $2.5 million.
You don't give her anything?
No, like, no. Then you know she's going to come forward because she knows what drawing it was.
And
so you're
going to
hear
you.
From her, and then you're going to tell her that I'm going to split it with you.
Oh, you're going to split it?
Yeah.
BJ, you're...
I'll give you 1.2.
That is not who you are.
Yeah, right.
No way.
Yeah,
you don't
no
split
way.
That.
No, because she would sue you.
For
she,
what? How yeah, could
but,
she sue
but
you?
It's not, she
doesn't have any proof.
She has
really.
No legal recourse.
She's got proof that she's played those numbers every single
she
time.
She still does.
She's got proof of the store she bought it from. She's got proof of the machine. They can find her image inside the convenience store.
They could have security camera footage of her buying the ticket, and you
absolutely.
See the ticket, and then she still would lose because she gave up the ticket. She doesn't own it anymore.
She would sue you.
Yeah.
She would sue you. It'd be drawn out in court. You probably would end up having to pay something.
I just think she would lose.
I would keep the money.
I think she would lose too.
I don't think so. I think that if she could prove that was her ticket, accidentally threw it away, that a court probably would give it back to her.
You know what? I really wish I would have had sex with a lawyer. We could have called him right
now. Yeah. I wish you had too.
I mean, you know, we
that would have came in clutch right now.
No, sorry about that. I have all of the doctors, but I just never, not the lawyer.
Do it today. Okay. We've got more shows today. We can always use somebody.
Yeah, legal expert.
All right, done. I'm done. There you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, straight from the Belco Studios. Right here. Belco's headed this way. We're having a big party today here at the radio station. Just to let you in on it, okay?
Yeah, because today is like the official ribbon cutting. And you guys will not believe this, but BJ Harris is in a suit.
Yeah. I'm in a suit today.
This
is crazy. And looking my best because I want to make sure I put on a good, you know, good face for the radio station.
Yeah.
We have red carpet that's rolled down the hallways here. And let's see, what else do we have? We have chapstick.
We have chapstick.
A bunch of chapstick right here.
We have
here.
Water bottles. We have everything. And I have a swollen, bruised face. So that's going to be awesome.
Water bottles. We have everything here. So we're just waiting.
Even Schmidl took a shower.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you something right there.
I did, yeah. I even put on deodorant.
Whoa!
Yeah, this is a big deal.
Oh, no, you're going to get cancer.
From the aluminum? Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, he doesn't wear it because he's afraid of...
So we're pretty excited because we get free food for one thing. That's pretty cool,
that
too.
That is exciting.
Right? All right, something else here. The Frey tickets, more tickets, later this afternoon with the Slacker Show. And then we'll have tickets tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Okay? Nice.
All right, the latest update on the bowl game. Coming up on Friday, it is the opening day of the Colorado Rockies. I didn't realize they're already 1-3.
I didn't either.
Not doing good.
Oh, yeah, boy. That was a quick season.
I mean, are we out of it already?
Basically, you know what's crazy is they haven't had a season where they're over 500, which means they've won more games than they've lost for 2 years. So it's just at the start of the season already, they're right back in that hole.
It's just tough.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Well, anyway, opening day is always fun.
It's always fun. So there's that.
And it will snow, but dress appropriately. They say if you've got tickets to the game, going to be in the 40s, not too bad for Colorado, but maybe some snow later on. But by then, you're back in a bar somewhere anyway. Yeah. It doesn't matter, right?
Exactly.
So the party is on.
I mean, who cares about a win-loss situation?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just a game.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
At least we're participating.
You and the girls are going, right?
We are going, yeah. I don't even know all the people that are going, to be honest.
You don't?
No.
How many people are staying downtown?
I don't know that either.
You have no idea?
I know we're bringing blow-up mattresses.
Well, the hotel's not going to see this one coming.
No, they're not, because we already just... Well, I'm not. I shouldn't say a lot, because it's a...
Well, that's the way you do it, though.
It's a friend of the radio station that's putting us up, so I can't say a lot.
Yeah, no, but I think that they probably have that happen quite a bit with an event
like
this.
With a game like this,
right? Yeah, with a game like this. Yeah. You know, you get one room and 15 people stay in it. I mean, we've all done it.
That's really common for $600 a night.
I mean, listen, I know a lot of people call me bougie, but look, I'm not that bougie.
You're pulling a Schmidl. This is like him and his paintball team.
It is.
They'll go on a trip and get a motel, one room, and they'll all stay in it.
Exactly, yeah.
We're trying to figure out how we can get the blow-up beds really, really rolled up tight so we can smuggle them in.
I mean, the entire floor is just going to be a blow-up.
I know.
Check with Schmidl. He's great with blow-ups.
Yeah. You just got to, like you said, roll it up real tight, but you got to get like a carry-on or just something that looks like you came in from out of town.
Oh, nice.
And then you kind of wheel it in with you.
Oh, yeah, in a suitcase. A bunch of them in a suitcase.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we're going to play The Floor is Lava.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Schmidl takes his girlfriend everywhere he goes. Right?
Oh, I get it.
He knows exactly how to sneak her into the room. Are you kidding?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what a way to end the show, huh?
Yep.
A little smack at Schmidl.
All right, we got to go.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today, and enjoy your Wednesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.